Let's start by just talking about the barn at White Oaks. Why is this the perfect venue for 8-track?
When we went and looked at it, it's gorgeous for one thing, but it's also it's a large space, so we felt comfortable that we could distance people safely. Certainly, much more. We're not back in Playhouse yet, obviously, because we're a pretty small space, and at a limited capacity, it's just we're just not there. We're not ready to do that. So the idea of getting to do something in a venue and feel like we could do it safely was so appealing.
And for the listeners who don't know, where is the barn located?
The address is 675 Grant Road. It's on the north side of Murray, out near North Elementary School. It's kind of tucked back. I tell people you have to be going there on purpose. You're not just going to happen up on it because it's tucked back kind of in this little area. It's so pretty. And when you do turn that corner down their driveway, it's this really large barn. It really is nice and pretty, and lots of space, lots of parking available. It's really perfect.
Have you looked at the extended forecast to see what tomorrow night and then Friday and Saturday will look like?
We have tomorrow night is a little iffy. Gonna have some rain, it looks like, but nothing. I don't think anything serious. And then the rest of the weekend looks really nice.
Well, tell us about the music. Obviously, it's going to be from the 70s.
This is actually a show that was already put together. It's just a show that we got the rights to do. And it really is just a big 70s concert. There's no dialogue in this. It's all music, just right out of one song into the next. And I thought they did a really great job. We looked at two or three, we knew we wanted to do 70s just because we several of us like that music. But I like this one because they really, I felt like, did a good job of kind of covering all of it. There's Doobie Brothers and there's James Taylor. There's the Eagles. It's like lots of different bands and lots of different solo artists are represented. So there's one whole big giant section of disco music, which is just fun. And we have had the best time putting that together. They call them jukebox musicals, where they just take all different kinds of music, put it together into one thing. And a lot of them do try to like weave a story through. No, that didn't always work. So Marvelous One Directs is an example that did actually work. But most of the others we looked at, we didn't like. It was just a big stretch for them to try to. So this one didn't even try. They
So
were just
it
like,
is a small cast, but you are in the extended cast. I guess you're in the backing band.
I am,
What do you
which is so fun.
what instrument do you play?
I play keyboard,
Oh, I did not
which
know
is
that.
really my thing. I'm really a piano. I was a piano student. That's what I studied. That's really my thing. And I never get to do it really anymore. So it was exciting. And I always love to have live music. I would do that every single time if it was a choice. And that's another reason that a venue like the Barn was great for us, because it's sometimes really hard at Playhouse to have live music because we don't have any place to put them. Because our space is so tight. So we have a four-piece band, and they're great. They sound so super good. Last night was the first night that we put the band and the cast together. It was fabulous. It just all came together really nicely.
And who are your other bandmates? And then tell listeners about the four people who will be singing these songs.
Sure. Yeah. So the band is Brent Webster is our band director and is playing guitars. And then Cameron Hayes is playing bass. She's a Murray State student. Ben Stone is playing drums, and then me on keyboard. So we've had a good time. That's a funny group. So,
Then you have two female and two male singers.
right, literally the name of those characters are soprano, alto, tenor, baritone. That's what they're called through the whole show. So we have Lainey Mitchell, then Joanne Gunns. And Josh Byrne and Stephen King. So four super, super talented folks who just made this so easy.
It's a heck of a lineup. I mean,
Right.
how long will a performance last?
It's a couple hours, just a little shy of a couple hours. It's a lot of music. There's about 50 songs. Now, most of them are just pieces, snippets of a song, maybe just the chorus or something like that. So it's not 50 complete songs, but 50 different songs are in the show. So it goes a bit.
Can you tell listeners a bit about the socially distanced or pod-like nature that you're going to set up for the audience?
Absolutely. When you order your tickets either online or you can call me to do that, we're going to ask you how many people are in your pod. So we're going to set up the seating each night according to what that seating needs to look like. So if you are coming with a group of six, then we're going to set up an area for you with your group of six. Or if you're coming with two, then we'll have seating for two with the appropriate distance in between. We decided not to do tables. We had first thought that's what we would do, but we didn't want to run into a situation where we needed to put people from different families or whatever at the same table. So we're not doing that. We're just setting up chairs, but we will be setting you up in a pod so that you're just with your people in that area.
And again, it's just tomorrow night, Friday night, and Saturday night. Three shows and you're done. So if you want to be a part of it, I guess you need to go to playhousemurray.org or give you a call pretty quickly, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're filling up. I've sold a lot this morning, so that's exciting. But we need folks to come out and to be able to keep doing what we do. So this is our kind of first step in a good direction of getting back into the theater. So yes, and it's just fun. We just want people to come and have fun and sing along and wave your lighters and do all the things from the 70s.